So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned Rabbi Yechonon's halacha of yayin shemazgoy akim asa b'shtiyah. If a non-Jew poured water into a Jew's wine to dilute it, the wine becomes forbidden for drinking even though he did not touch the wine, because the flow of the water into the wine is considered keichai, the non-Jew's force which caused the wine to move, and a chum initiated an isra for keichai b'kavana, because lech lech amrin nazir zechar zechar lecham le'sikrav. As we advise a nazir not to go even close to a vineyard, we advise staying away from all potential cases of isra. The Gemara proceeds with an incident of Reb Chiya bar Abba, who came to the city of Gavla and saw them commit three transgressions, but he did not stop them. When he returned, Reb Yechonon told him to stop them, and one of them was Chazal Chamer de Mazgu Akim Eshasu Yisrael. Reb Chiya bar Abba saw Jews drinking wine that a non-Jew diluted, and Reb Yechonon ruled the wine is forbidden, even though it was only Kaichai, because Lech Lech Amrin Nazir Sechar Sechar Lechamer Leisikra. The Gemara proceeds with the following question. May we allow a non-Jew to carry grapes and put them into the wine press? Rav Kahana replied, one is initially forbidden to do so because we advise staying away from all potential cases of Isser. However, b'diavad mutter, if a non-Jew did carry grapes, even if there was wine dripping on them, the grapes are permitted because at that point the wine is not considered wine to become yayin nesach. The Gemara now discusses the condition of shichshuch asa b'hana. For wine to become asa b'hana, the non-Jew must cause the wine to move as a nisach. However, if he only touched the wine but the wine did not move, the wine is only forbidden for drinking, but it's mutter b'hana. As we see in the incident of Ahu Esreiger, the Nafal Chavita de Chamra, Idri Akum Meshakle. An asterisk fell into a barrel of wine, and the non-Jew stuck his hand into the barrel and caught the asterisk to prevent it from sinking to the bottom. Rav Ashi ruled, Noktua liyadei, keheche doloi l'shachshach bei ubertzua ad deshaifa. They should first hold onto the non-Jew's hand to prevent him from swishing the wine, and they should then tilt the barrel and pour out the wine, and only then pull out his hand. And Rashi explains, v'teheachavis muteres bana. This way the wine in the barrel is permitted and other benefits because the non-Jew did not swish the wine, nor cause it to move. However, kozman sheyadei t'chuvah b'yayin, emyotziyena, iyef shalishma shlei shachshach v'afagav sha'anu eichzen ez yadei. If they would pull out his hand while it is still inside the wine would become asa b'hana because he would inevitably swish the wine even though they are holding his hand. Rashi says, "Hai akum denaschi lechamer di Yisrael b'kavana." If a non-Jew intentionally poured a Jew's wine for avodah zarah, avagav de lezvune la'akum achrina aser, sharli lemishkol dame mahu akum. Even though the Jew is forbidden to sell the wine to other non-Jews because the wine became asa b'hana, nevertheless the Jew is permitted to collect reimbursement of the wine's value from the one who is menasach. And this is not considered hana from yayin nesach, but rather mikla kalye. It is considered as if the non-Jew destroyed the wine and is reimbursing him for the damage he caused. The Gemara proceeds with another incident regarding shichshuch asa b'hana. Hahi chavita dechamer deyishtaka labarza asa akum idri anach yodei ilavei. There was a wine barrel whose faucet fell out, and a non-Jew quickly placed his hand against the hole to prevent the wine from pouring out. The Gemara mentions two versions in Rav Papa's ruling. In the first version, Rav Papa ruled leniently. Only the wine in the hole is forbidden for drinking because there was negia to this wine, but the rest of the wine is permitted in other benefits because there was no shichshuch to this wine. As Rashi explains, Shari inkan shichshuch sha nekev tsar. Since the hole is narrow, the non-Jew cannot swish the wine. V'idach shari b'shtia, and the remaining wine on all sides of the hole is permitted even for drinking because there was no negia. And as Rashi explains, he holds sedad and lav chibur huli astra kol shari yain. There is no connection from the wine on the sides to the wine in the hole. In the second version, Rav Papa ruled more stringently. Ad habar zachar ma'aser, v'idach shari. All the wine above the faucet, even on the sides, is forbidden for drinking because the kibin the kolum nimshach achar ha'nekit, lotzis derech sham, havali chibur v'aser. Since this wine is drawing toward the hole, there is a connection from the wine on the sides to the hole to the wine in the hole, and they all become aser through the negiyah. The Gemara concludes that this halacha depends on the machlekes in Masechtas Tful Yom. The Mishnah there states, Chavish nikva bein mepiha bein mishalehu bein mitzideha, v'noga bei Tful Yom. If a barrel got a hole, either at the top or at the bottom or in the middle, and a tamei person touched the hole, the chacham hold temeya. All the wine in the entire barrel becomes tamei because there is a chibur from all the wine to the wine in the hole. And accordingly, regarding maga akum, they disagree with Rav Papa and hold, kule asa b'shtia umutr b'hana. All the wine in the barrel becomes forbidden for drinking, but is permitted in other benefits because there is a chibur from all the wine to the wine in the hole. While Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Mipio mishuleha tameya, mitzideha tahari mekan mekan. Only if the hole is at the top or the bottom, then all the wine becomes tame because there is a chibur. But if the hole is in the middle, only the wine in the hole becomes tame, but the wine on the sides, which means above or below the hole, remains tar because there's no chibur. And accordingly, regarding Maga Akami, concurs with Rapapa, and either called the Lahadi Bar Zachama Asr Ve'idach Shari, or Ara Bar Zachama Asr Ve'idach Shari.